That's not that bad if you get a, not that store-bought crap and you get good stuff from a farmer. Because we do stuff up here called Yohactis. And it's basically that raw beef done up with seasoning, spices, shit like that.
Nah, man, I'm good. You throw that shit on a grill and make sure it's not bleeding anymore before you eat it. Or you can, I mean, you can bleed a little bit, but
Man, you are just repressed.
no, I mean, like, look, you know, ground beef, 80-20 preferred. Like small amount of pink in the middle, like a very light pink, definitely not a dark pink. Steaks though, just pull the horns off and wipe its ass. I'll eat it that way.
I like my meat like I like my women, bleeding.
Better than shitting all over themselves, right?
Shout out
Oh my God.
Am I gonna have to get him in here?
Yes.
Yeah, you just might.
No.
All right,
Get him in
hey,
here.
introduce
Yeah.
yourselves.
Hey, 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 hey.
I'm Dakota. You can find me everywhere at Primal Savage.
You should introduce Russ, even though he's not here.
Oh man, I don't know if I can do Russ. I could do Russ in like small increments. He's another one. He's like Alex Jones, man. He's rough on the throat. No homo.
Well,
All
he's
right,
figuring that.
fucking
I guess, yeah. I guess
Rob,
Dakota's
where
the
can
only one
people
in
find you
here.
at, man? Yeah,
I'm Rob.
it's me
You
and
can
Chris.
find me as Rob everywhere that Rob is at.
All right, Roderick.
I'm Fan of Cool
All
Stuff
right.
27,
Oh
and
my
you can
God, I forgot
find
about
me
Roderick.
on Instagram.
Dalton.
Dalton.
I'm Dalton. You can find
That's
me
awesome,
everywhere.
man. Where can we find you at, Chris? On Bricks on the Dollar everywhere? You
Bricks
got
on the
Bricks
Dollar
in your Christmas store?
I fucking missed it. Jesus Christ. I said you can. I'm Dalton. You can find me everywhere at Rugman.
Rugmanians TFs
I feel like we wouldn't have
97.
laughed though.
What?
We wouldn't have laughed.
Never do.
Is that like
I'm
a, is
the
that
only
like
one
a
who laughs
Spoon
at
Man? There's a Shinedown song about you, Dalton.
Spoon
Or not
Man, not
Shinedown. Who's
Shinedown.
that? What fuck? What shitty 90s band is that?
Spoon Man is Soundgarden, right?
Soundgarden, Shinedown, man, they both sound alike.
They're from different decades, man.
They both start with an S.
That is true.
And then they got another like hard consonant right in the middle of their name.
It's funny how that
So it's
works.
just all, yeah.
Spoon Man's not bad.
Yeah, but what's it about? What is a Spoon Man?
Dude, I don't want to get into it, but it is about certain people of ethnicities.
Was gonna say, isn't
Really?
that tick?
What's that, Dalton? What do you think it is?
Isn't that the tick or
The Tick?
I know what spooning is.
His catchphrase, spoon.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen The Tick.
No, I
Have to watch
haven't.
that.
Or, you know,
It's funny as hell.
I mean, okay, sure.
That's some Earthworm Jim era type stuff, isn't
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the live action one Amazon's doing is dope. It's
I
stupid
need to
funny.
check that out. I've seen bits and
I
pieces.
dude, like of all like I'm all in on like live action superhero stuff. Keep them coming. DC, try your best.
Marvel
But
high five.
yeah, fucking Marvel, meet you out back, suck your dick a little bit later. But like The Tick is not something that's like really high up there on that list of
It
like
actually it works really well.
you know, I'm gonna nod my head and say okay. Okay.
All right.
Infinity War looks good, though.
Oh, I can't wait.
Ooh, I'm getting fucking hyped for that, man. I got my IMAX 3D ticket.
Oh my God, you buy tickets in advance? Come on. What the
Yeah.
fuck's gonna happen, man? What's gonna happen? Everyone's
Well,
gonna.
I mean, the fucking seats are gonna sell out. That's what's gonna happen. You gotta
They're
make sure
not. A
because
movie's not a world-changing experience.
there's reserved seatings at these events.
And
So
I'll be damned if I'm gonna sit on the aisle.
Yeah.
Or too high up or too close.
Exactly. I'm going to be positioned in a comfortable spot, and I'm going to fucking cry tears of absolute happiness and joy. I'm going to be doing what the Star Wars fans wish they were doing whenever their like Star Wars Episode 8 came out.
So. I'm gonna show up at the theater with the other 12 people in my town, and we'll have plenty of room.
And there's cheese.
Country living. Exactly. Cheese curd. They sell cheese curds. They do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You guys going to get into like a cheese bar fight?
Probably.
Cheese bar fight.
Yeah, it's like I can bar it's probably
or a cheese bar fight.
Probably like I think it's similar to a bar fight, just like since all these guys have cheese flowing through their veins. They're just going to fucked up on some cheese.
We just whip some mold each other and everybody's happy. Third degree burns are optional.
Give me pepper jack on tap.
Yes.
All right, favorite cheese, go.
Pepper jack.
Mozzarella.
Sharp cheddar.
Or provolone. I'll say provolone, too, is another favorite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. Rodri, favorite cheese?
We don't really talk about cheese much here.
He's a fucking vegan. Get him.
Velveeta. It's cheese food.
Velveeta.
You know how much it would cost to import cows into New Zealand?
Dairy is not a part of our food pyramid.
Go milk the kangaroos. Come on.
You guys are eating all of our stock, and you get it for cheap.
Your stock?
Like livestock?
Yeah, livestock.
I'm with you on this one. It's like, I got some stock options. Oh, you mean cows? Yeah, we got cheese. I'm not much for cheese. I like all the ones mentioned except for what Dalton said, because I don't really like sharp anything.
I prefer mild cheddar over sharp cheddar.
I don't like my cheese to fight back, you know?
I mean,
it doesn't really fight back. It just talks dirty to you a little bit and tells you it's going to cut you up right before you put it on your bread.
I don't want like an offensive flavor in cheese. Oh, there's a meeting of dogs outside. Oh, look at that. Everyone's walking their dogs together. Weird.
Portman,
I like me some smoked Gouda, too.
Yeah. Dalton's about that weird cheese. He's a foodie out there in Colorado.
You gotta be with all this weed.
Yeah.
Do you remember what it tastes like?
Dalton, I can't believe you are not absolutely fucked up 24/7 where you are.
Oh my god,
dude. Like, I would not be on Stasis Lock ever again because I'd be fucking blitzed just morning, noon, and night, man. Just like, I'd maybe catch the fucking invite and figure out how to work my phone.
Dakota's gonna taste colors.
I would be in such a fucking daze, dude. I'd whoa, I'm speaking to you guys from the future. Like,
I actually am speaking to you guys from the future.
And see, that shit would blow my fucking mind if I was living in Colorado.
What day did you say it is there? No way. There's no way.
Exactly.
You know, to be totally honest, I just have no desire for it. I
would weigh 900 pounds from all the shit and junk food I'd be eating.
You have to sound hot. You gotta sound I'm losing it. Will Ferrell and which one is that? That old school where he gets hit with the tranquilizer dart. Damn it! Never mind.
You crazy
Dalton, like, oh man, like I don't know if it's because like I'm just remembering fondly my high school days, because I stopped smoking that shit whenever I, you know, got old enough to catch a charge that would stay with me for the rest of my life. But it's missed. It's definitely missed. And just like the glory days, being in high school and just fucking got no one, man. Oh.
Is it raining there?
Yeah, it's storming.
I can hear them drips.
Surprised you didn't hear the rumbly bumbly. It's just, man.
I heard it just for a second there.
Yeah. Tell you, Dalton, just like, just, you know, take a hit.
The smell alone just makes me sick to my stomach. I can't stand the smell of it.
You can get it in edibles too, right? You know that, right?
Gummies. I have no desire. Nope, no desire.
Eat a brownie.
Yeah, I was in Denver a couple years ago, and the amount of people who were just kind of like seemingly living on the park benches was outstanding. Like, I don't know if they're just like doing their thing, and that's where they're going to hang for a little while, and then go somewhere else, or if they're there forever, they're permanently there. No one's checked to see if they're still breathing.
I would just get stoned and ride fucking public transportation everywhere. Just all around.
I don't know if they're stoned enough, they might just melt into the park benches.
Yeah, that's true too.
Whoa.
Your arms are so heavy, man. Those aren't my arms, those are your arms. Whoa.
All right, so what are we talking about? Is there any news? I would love to follow that up with like somebody's going, yeah, and like I forgot that there was news, or I knew there was news and I was just kind of leading into it playfully, but neither of those two things are the truth.
There's so little news. The ROC's ETR show was reporting on powder primes.
There was Powder Prime's Primal and from Takara, was it?
Oh, but it's the same thing, right?
Yeah, it looks exactly the same.
But it's got Japanese writing on the box.
Dakota, didn't I hear somebody on one of the casts say that there's an Onyx Primal as like the little fucking square that you plug into the other toys?
Well, yeah, they did that for all the primes, though, so that's...
Yeah, they're doing that for Predaking. It comes with them. He's the, I guess, like the Onyx Matrix.
Yeah, but it doesn't, like, look like anything related to the bat.
No.
Black bat, right?
Well, it's Onyx Primal. It's Onyx Prime. Onyx Prime looks more like Deathsaurus than he does.
Oh, Onyx Prime is a thing on its own?
Yeah, he's a individual by himself.
Okay. How do you guys feel about the take the box and take the guy, turn him into a square, put the square in another guy who turns into nothing, and then give that guy to a big thing, but then all the heads can come off? How do you feel about that dumb shit?
It kind of pissed me off because whenever we heard it was going to be called Power of the Primes, I was like, sweet, they're going to give us the rest of the, you know, the 13 primes or whatever.
They are. It would have been a miniature form.
Well, no, I mean, it would have been a great way to get some of those in, like, actual toy forms, Aluxes and Voyagers and so on and so forth. Like,
an actual update. Vector.
Yeah, like, I mean, you know, obviously they're still using Combiner Wars molds, so, you know, kind of seeing that, I was like, sweet, so we'll get a Nexus Prime from Combiner Wars molds. I'll buy that. Yeah. I've got the original, and it's very dated. So, yeah, but then...
Is he a Wrecker?
Like, okay. No, he wasn't. But,
But is he really a Wrecker?
He's not really one either. He's a dude.
He's a dude, transforms into a dude filled with another dude.
Combined with a few other dudes, yeah. It's just a bunch of dudes hanging out being dudes. But
bro.
Like no man, because like I was like very hopeful. I was like, okay, cool, we'll get all these primes. And, like Onyx is one of those primes, and then like kind of seeing hints of them in the comics, and you know, it would have been cool, man. And like right now that's the big thing. In the Optimus Prime book, Onyx Prime came to Cybertron and fucked shit up. But he had like Ramulus with him and T-Rex, you know, so it was cool seeing those. And like getting the news that the current continuity is going to be coming to an end in September, I was like, it figures. Optimus Primal becomes the next Prime and the fucking universe ends.
Yep.
Damn you Beast Wars fans, you ruined my comic books. You ruined every other aspect of my life, and now you ruined my comic books, too?
I don't even know if they'll include him in the books, if I'm being honest. Like, I'm sure he'll just be in that shitty Machinima thing, and then...
I think... I think SJW has had a hand in that first before Beast Wars fans. So
I thought with Primal winning the vote, I thought we would get more beasts, but we never did.
Yeah.
We're barely getting Primal before they shut that down.
Yeah.
Thanks, John Warden.
So what's the plan after Power of the Primes? It's
War for Cybertron, but not that War for Cybertron.
Not my hashtag. Not my War for Cybertron. Is that didn't we say that?
Yep.
Yeah. It appears to be a reboot pre G1 sort of thing. Which I mean, cool. Like I'm into non Earth vehicles anyways. But like I feel like that's gonna bode horrible for the comics, because I'm sure they're gonna coincide with whatever toy line shit's going on.
I didn't realize. I just recently found out that the RID 15, for lack of a better name, ended.
Really? I didn't know.
Yeah, I guess nobody knew. I looked because so I would love to get more of the Decepticons from that in like deluxe toys. So I always check the TF wiki about the different waves of toys, because I'm not going to go look on the pegs for it. I just want to know, like, is there something I want coming out? And if so, then I'll look for it. And I went, and it's like, yeah, it went for 3 seasons. And now it's just becoming that, whatever that next thing is that looks similar in animation with Bumblebee.
Cyberverse or something like that?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. That looks like shit.
Because I've said it before, I like RID 15 because I like the crazy ass Decepticons in that show, and I would love some more toys from that.
As much as we've been asking for like new Beast Wars stuff in like Generations and stuff like that, like I'm very happy that we're kind of not getting it at this point in the main line. If this was, you know, if this was like 3-4 years ago, please keep them coming, but. Everything is just so cheap and terrible now. Not necessarily cheap, it's just like it's just not good.
Here's your one step primal. You just grab something here and there he is.
One step primal. I love the mixture of photos for the primal from the Optimal Optimus that sometimes it's holding the guns as sticks and sometimes it's holding them as guns and sometimes they're not there at all.
They can be billy clubs, or you know, they can go pew pew.
Like if they're guns, they're guns, but don't draw the animation with swords. And don't put them in the hands as if they're swords, even though they're like barrels.
What I was saying, man, billy clubs.
Woo!
Bam 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 bam.
Hey, there could be guns like Armada Wheeljack. He held them like swords.
I don't know why I was thinking of Prime Wheeljack, because I was like,
he definitely had
swords. Yeah.
Those swords were definitely swords. That's like a Dalton question there. I'm sure he has Armada Wheeljack.
No, I don't.
Is that the one that they made into BotCon?
Shatterglass.
The Shatterglass.
Fucking of course.
Oh, Sideswipe? Yeah. He like it's his missiles. They're his missiles though. Like he doesn't have proper guns. It's just the missiles that like plug into the guns on his back. And he holds them like billy clubs.
But in Armada, like he held them like swords, but he would hold them straight up and shoot out of them.
Wow, that's a very shitty show to grow up with.
Don't remind me.
Oh, poor Dalton.
I'm surprised you're interested in Transformers after an upbringing like that.
That's what pushed, like, as a kid, that's what pushed me out of Transformers.
We had the best Transformers when we were growing up. Beast,
we really did.
Wars.
I ain't trying to sound like an 80s kid, but, I mean, calling a spade.
Woo!
So, the toys that made us, the second part of the first season drops in like a month or two, I think.
Okay.
Which will have the Transformers episode.
And like, I know that, you know, in the interview that the guy did with Toy Detox, he you know, he was talking about how the ex-employees that they interviewed said like how Beast Wars saved the brand. Do you guys think that at some point, you know, because the show got greenlit for a second season, and I'm sure
they'll get him saying that Beast Wars saved the brand is going to end the show completely.
But no, like that's what made me wonder. Like, do you guys think that like whenever they do get out of like 80s bullshit, that they'll get into like some of the 90s stuff and revisit that part for Beast Wars?
Who says they're going to go into the 90s stuff? Like, it would have to be super successful for them to go into another decade.
Well,
worth
like
of,
I said, man, they
stuff.
They got,
it's not,
they were,
it wasn't the toys that made them. Like, 90s toys were, aren't the toys that made them. 80s
they were greenlit for a season two. And to be fair, there was a lot of like toy centric stuff that came out in the 90s. And there's some stuff that they did focus on, like, that kind of branched off of 80s and prior brand. So
I don't think they'd do a Beast Wars since if they've already done Transformers as a whole.
Well, the reason I ask is like, I don't think Beast Wars, like, I don't think they'll have enough time to cover that. Like, I don't think they'll have enough time to cover all of Transformers, you know, past the 80s stuff.
Oh, you think it'll be like a two-parter? Like, they'll say, hey, there's more later on this.
I mean, I think it has the potential to be. Like, just like I feel like, well, no. I was going to say I feel like they didn't really cover everything they could have in G.I. Joe. But there's not much left for them to cover. So, like, as far as where things are now, so on and so forth.
Do you know what the other second half of the first season topics are?
I think My Little Kitty is one of them.
My Little Pony?
Hello Kitty.
Fuck, what is it? My Little Kitty, like what? Is it both? Yeah. They're doing both?
No, I think they're just doing, they may be doing My Little Pony, but I know Hello Kitty is supposed to be one of them.
What? Hello Kitty and doesn't make any sense. Like
Transformers and then a couple others.
I feel like My Little Pony has a lot more to it in the United States, which is kind of the focus of this series, than Hello Kitty. Like,
dude,
Hello Kitty
know,
is just
like
some shit that we adopted from Japan.
Whenever I was in like middle school and high school, like all the chicks said, holy shit, that was a bright lightning.
Where the hell are you, Joe?
Like all
he's
the
muted
chicks
now,
had,
that's where
like,
he is. Damn, that's not Joe, that's Dakota.
Dude.
Damn. Hey,
stomach?
Look, when I tell you, like, that flash of lightning looked like it hit the same spot three times,
woo!
That bitch was bright. Anyways.
Anyway, I'll cut to the chase. Josh in the chat said, Hello Kitty, Lego, Star Trek, and Transformers.
Okay.
I'm excited for the Lego one, because it's going to be a bunch of shit that I already knew, and half of it's going to be incorrect. So, woo!
Some people were asking, I'm like, hey, you guys need to cover Mask. I was like, yeah, everybody remembers Mask. Everybody remembers it so well that its comic book just died recently. On to the next one.
Yeah, they can't cover Mask because then they have to be faced with the fact that they changed the race of Matt Tracker. Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I've come to the conclusion I need more beam sabers in my life.
Just buy some Star Wars toys, man.
Nah, they ain't beam sabers.
What, so you can just knock them away?
So I can what?
Knock them away.
Knock? Oh.
Do they make third-party Gundam weapons? Like, is there a company that does accessory weapons?
We'll talk about that
later.
I mean, like,
I'm curious,
I typically store the hilts on all the ones that I've built. But, like, their little laser effect parts, you can have that. Like,
put them in the box. Need that shit.
I think I took one of them off for Wing Zero, and I think I have them displayed with it right now, but I'm like, I don't know.
This one's cool. It's got two of them on the back skirt just plugged in there.
Is that the sniper?
No, it's the but I'm sure the sniper has the same thing going on. They're all the GMs are the same. It's off topic as fuck, but I'm doing a Suicide Squad-esque team setup of GMs, all with like different weapon styles. just like in a squad formation. That's one of the things I'm going for in my display.
Nice. Just
a GM death squad. It's gonna be nice. Like each one of them is a different type, I guess, different letter number combo. Whatever. Hey, Beast Wars.
I was about 30 seconds out from asking what they transform into.
Yeah.
A lion, a monkey, and a bear.
That one's weird as hell. I wonder if Joe knows he's muted.
He's driving now, I think.
I don't think he could hear the fact that we're even talking at this point. Dude was like at a concert or something.
So we still haven't heard anything about the Netflix Beast Wars. Are we just at this point assuming that's not happening?
It's vaporware. It's got to be.
Vaporware.
Yes.
I
didn't believe it.
Like, looking at the... I don't know if you guys saw the reboot trailer.
No.
Well, it looks like Power Rangers, so kind of hoping...
They don't do it.
Happen at this point. I was like, dude, why are there real people in this shit? And like,
they're we like, gotta save the beasts. Yeah, well, takes place in a zoo.
Dude, oh my god. But yeah, it's like four kids. Like one's red, one's blue, one's yellow, one's green, or something like that. You know, your typical like Power Rangers colors. And they're like, we gotta save the mainframe. And I was like, no. What are you doing?
Those are the ones that have like the Halo looking suits now.
Probably. Antoine shared it, and I was just like, "So this is where hashtag ruin forever belongs."
I was at Target on Tuesday morning, and I had to refrain from giving in to the realm of enablers pretty hard. They had on clearance. No, not that. I don't think they had as a Target. I saw they had on clearance all five of the classic Playmates Voltron.
Oh, lame. Nice. They got them. Ours got the Black Lion, and that was it.
They had like one and a half full sets of the 84 Voltron Playmates thing, and it would have been like, and it was like 10 off of 50 on toys, it would have been like $50 flat for me to get that Voltron. And I didn't buy it because I've got no connection to giant rainbow robots.
Yeah, like I never understood the Voltron hype thing either. Like, I get it, it's five mini lions come together to form one big lion.
It's not a big lion. A robot.
And like it never even as a Beast Wars fan, like that, it never appealed to me. You know, like I grew up with like Power Rangers, and like I remember watching Voltron like after school because they aired it in the 90s. But I was never like, I mean, I had a couple of the Megazords, but like it wasn't really past, you know, a few of the Power Rangers like seasons.
I think it's an age thing, because it's like I grew up with the Voltron, and dude, I loved the hell out of Voltron. But like Power Rangers, I have zero connection to. I think
Voltron, yeah, well, like, your lion father.
Yes.
but like, yeah, like I never like after I had like the first couple of Megazords, like I had no like need to get the like anything else after that. Like I didn't need the Voltron stuff because I was like, I have Beast Wars and like these are really awesome. So
yeah, I have a couple of the legacy Power Ranger toys, only because I have some nostalgia for those particular items. So I have the Dragonzord, and I have the Black Megazord because my friend had that as a kid, and it was cool. And I like my combiners to be uniform color or cohesive in any nature, and these Transformers and Voltron combiners, except for Devastator, it's just like I get it. There's five of you and you're all different colors and you're all different attitudes, and then you combine and get shit done. I get it, but I don't like looking at it. It just looks like a mess. It looks like, how can you say that Autobot Spike is like a horrific monstrosity, but but Menasor isn't.
You know what, man? That's good, Chris. You you keep on marching for social justice and all that.
And kind of sounds like the opposite. Kind of sounds like I'm doing the opposite,
dude. You're literally just like, how can you say that this looks better than this? You know, it's one of those. When did this become more acceptable than this?
Yeah, but at the same time, I'm promoting everything being uniform and the same and no diversity.
All I hear is criticize, criticize, criticize. Well, I'm thinking the masks, they were a good idea. Execution could have been a little bit better.
Roger, what are you doing? Double duty in the chat. What are you doing?
We don't wear the hoods. Next time, we get it right. Dude, has no one seen Django?
Nope.
Oh, Django Unchained?
You can't really quote too much of that movie on the podcast, but it is, it's a good movie. Got a few, oh man, more lightning.
Although, I suppose you could say that Magna Boss and Tri-Predicates were kind of multicolored.
Well, Magna Boss looks uniform considering, like, Ironhide is, you know, the entire thing.
Most of it.
Yeah, he's the arms, legs, and chest. So
yeah, I guess that's true. They had, like, it wasn't asymmetrical in color, at the least. I mean, it was asymmetrical in shape. At least Tri-Predicus was.
Yeah, Tri-Predicus.
But in color, it was like, it flows. It looks like one robot. And that's the thing, is I think I like when five robots combine, I want it to look like one big robot. I don't necessarily need to know that it's five combined.
Yeah, like if both of the limb, like if like the two legs can be one color and then the two arms be another color, like, you know, and at least keep the torso similar.
Victorian and God Neptune were two that had uniform colors. Yeah.
Victorian was fucking ugly.
Dude, I still need to pick up a Victorian.
I see. I thought Victorian looked better in the original colors. And then when they muted them down, that's when it kind of got meh. I got mine for like $75.
I know, man. I'm waiting on another like bargain deal for that thing to come through. Like some people just want too much for it. But yeah, I'm trying to think of like what else was sort of. I mean, the Predicus, the box set for the most part that was uniform. I mean, like, you know, Tarantulas and Ravage, they were both dark. So whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know, so I got the black and gold Megazord, and that's awesome, and then I saw they did a black and gold Dragonzord, and I liked the idea of combining those two, because I think they look nice when they're combined, and I already had the regular green Dragonzord, and I was like, well, I can't just...
I didn't know the Dragonzord green... combined with the Megazord.
In a couple different ways, yeah. There's two different ways you can do it. So I
know, like, the Tigerzord would combine with... I don't think it was the Megazord. What was it called?
The
like
Eagle one?
It was their second one. Whenever the Power Rangers got the Megazords, it looked like that looked more like animals.
I don't know, man. I did not do much Power Rangers.
From Gundam Lock to Metamorphin Lock.
Yeah.
Boy, Beast Wars.
Well, no, like, I know, like, there was, okay, so, like, you know, the original Megazord was like a dinosaur and then like some other shit. And then the other one was like, it was like a dragon. It was a red dragon and it had like a mastodon and a saber-toothed tiger and some blue thing and a pterodactyl.
You're just describing Magmatron.
You could, yeah. You could take the red dragon part out of it, and you can combine it with, like, it was the white tigers.
Did you get that at Tuesday morning? What the fuck are you talking
about? No, man, that was a Megazord.
We need Charles to come in here and tell us all about it.
Yeah, man, he would know.
And if he doesn't know, then what is he doing here?
Anyways, I digress. But that was cool. The more beast-oriented ones. Then there was, like, the movie Megazord, which I never got, but, like, it had, like, even more of an animal feel to it.
Like, not the new movie, right?
No. The one from the 90s, the Ooze movie. The Ivan Ooze movie.
The Ooze. Yeah, I don't. I don't remember like anything about that. I just remember that the Dragon's Orbit's cool because it was basically Mecha Godzilla, and there ain't nothing wrong with that.
I never had a Dragon Zord, and that was my one regret from the 90s.
Get the Legacy one. It is the 90s toy, but it's like fully die-cast instead of being plastic.
Nah, fam, I'm good. I just don't like, because if I get that, then I'm gonna want to get the other thing to make them combine. And I just do.
All right, I'll send you pictures tomorrow of mine, and then you'll buy it because Realm of Enablers.
Well, no. I'll live vicariously through your pictures. Like,
okay,
I just don't have room for like Transformers and then Gundam and then like I'm still doing G.I. Joes and like other 3 3/4 inch.
That shit you need to cut out. The 3 3/4 inch, just get rid of it.
Fuck you. That's the best part.
Throw it in the fire right now,
dude. I love that 3 3/4 lace stuff.
Seriously, like. Like that 6-inch shit, that can take a hike. Like, I really wish they would refocus their love into the 3 3/4 inch stuff.
Oh, all right, man. Well, does it have knees?
Yeah.
I mean, they have all the like acceptable points of joint. You know,
points of joint.
Yeah, I've got a bunch of the modern G.I. Joe figures, the 3 3/4, and they're just as articulated as the Marvel Legends stuff.
Well, I will say this. Like, there was a time when the 3 3/4 inch stuff was, like, really nice with the points of joint. But, like, I got one of the more recent Captain Americas from, the Secret Empire costume. And, like, he doesn't have wrist swivels anymore. And I think that's the one thing. And I think bicep swivel, he doesn't have those. Well, no, he may have that. I don't know. Well,
that's what Star Wars did with their 3 3/4 line too, wasn't it? They just ripped out all. It's like 5 points of articulation or something.
Well, no, they've always done the 5 points of articulation to appease the vintage dudes.
Oh,
but no, like it's still.
Hey, you were fine with shitty toys before. You'll be fine with the same shitty toys now.
It's still got like they still have like double hinged knees, and they have like. I want to say they took the ankles out, and I want to say they took the wrists out. No, like that may be it, which is a bummer because, like, you know, I go back like a year to the 3 3/4 inch Ares, and he's got like wrist swivel, wrist hinge, like, you know, bicep swivel, like elbows and ankle rockers, and like all that shit in a 3 3/4 inch figure was just great. Anyways, I said all that shit just to say, like, I can't do Power Rangers.
That's okay. I would never push Power Rangers on anyone. I don't particularly like it. I just have some fond memories of two of the toys, and then I bought the new editions of those two toys. Would I go buy the Soul of Chikokin? No way! I'm fine with the, it's still the same crappy toy, but it looks like a cool robot Dragon Godzilla monster. Cool with that. And it's heavy as
crazy. Like, you know, I typically have been going to Little Rock Comic Con these past few years because my city can't seem to, like, my local town just can't seem to get shit straight when it comes to conventions. Like, there's dealerships there that are set up, and like Budweiser is a fucking sponsor. Like, dude, the local cons here are so bad. So I have to drive typically like 3 hours north or 3 hours west to go to a good con. That and my buddy Mike, he runs it, and it's coming up in May, so people who are in the area should go. Anyways.
When is it in May? You know the dates?
I think it's the 18th, and then I'll have to look. We'll have another show where I can, you know, help kind of push it again. But I hear word on the street is old Deluxe Baldwin's going to be there, so. Find him on Saturday.
He's going to be on the world tour. Like, Skullfest is like a week or 2 weeks before that.
In May?
Yeah. It's in May.
Huh.
It's actually on my birthday, so that'd be cool.
He said he was going to New York City, too. Man, dude, Deluxe getting out there. But no, Deluxe is from Arkansas, so it's fairly close for him. But anyways, like, that's all the dealers and like the like cosplayers and stuff, like it's a Power Rangers heavy like area. Like the Rangers typically, like, because he'll get a lot, you know, he'll get a couple of Power Rangers to show up as guests.
Rangers.
And they do, like, they do really good. And it's crazy. Like, I had no idea that Power Rangers was that popular, you know?
Bye, Joe.
Bye, Joe. It's good having you.
I don't think I'd want to go to a Comic-Con where it's Power Rangers heavy.
I mean, heavy is probably the wrong word, but like that's like that's the area. Like, that's what's hot in the area. People love the Power Rangers. But he's got some other guests too, like Robbie Musso is coming back, and Jesse Wittenrich is going to be there. So
you and your names.
Yeah, man. I don't know, Chris. Learn them sometimes. Stop being a fucking dick.
I'm not going to learn these names. Who are these people?
Artists.
Yeah, but all they do is draw trucks and planes and shit nobody cares about.
To be fair, they draw more than that. Jesse's a Beast Wars fan.
So, you draw any good Beast Wars?
I'm sure he can.
But he hasn't?
I'm sure he has.
Has he?
You tell me.
I can't.
That's what I thought.
All right, moving on. I think
Jesse's also a writer too. So
we went into all that just to say I didn't buy that Voltron, and I probably should have because I could have sold it for any amount of money more than $50, I believe.
Dude, there's no somebody. Newsweek suck.
ETR was no Newsweek as well.
Yeah, dude, like I noticed, like, with the lack thereof, like, I reached out to the company that's doing that masterpiece Transmetal 2 Megatron. I was like, "Hey guys, how's it going? Anything new?" And I don't even think they've read the message yet. Like, Chinese New Year must still be going hard.
The email bounced.
They're all still recovering from their hangovers.
Yeah, like
Chinese New Year's going hard in the paint.
Man. Dude, because like no companies are doing like they're no companies are showing anything. I think the most we got, and it was like a couple of weeks ago, we saw like a fully painted version of the pet from Mastermind Creations.
Yeah, you mean Nickel? Fox
thing. No, oh, well, we saw Nickel. We saw Nickel the too, right? 3D renders of Nickel, but no, like we saw the like, as far as anything somewhat Beast related goes, we saw the pet from DJD from Mastermind Creations. I mean,
didn't we see it at TFCon, or is that just unpainted?
I think that was just either a 3D printed one or it was a
because I feel like it was in the detolf at TFCon.
Yeah, well, it wasn't painted up though. Like, it wasn't in final colors.
Half the people there were like, "What the hell is that?" And the other half were like, "Excuse me." You do it.
Actually, he's a character from the Decepticon Justice Division, but he's also known as Agent 113.
That was perfect.
And
he could go on. Good. He won't. He could.
No, I won't. They're going to remold that into Ravage. So I'm looking forward to that too, because I need a good IDW Ravage. And I hope they do kind of like a double homage with it being. I hope they kind of like work the robot mode to where it looks more like Beast Wars Ravage.
I love that.
Like the Transmetal Cheetor Ravage, or
probably what? That. Like, it would probably be close to that. As long as the robot head, like, because it's not going to be as pointy as the pet. Like, the pet's got a lot of like, he's a Turbo Fox and not a cat.
The fuck's a Turbo Fox?
It's a fox. But he's got a lot of pointy, like.
Where is it stated that he's a Turbo Fox? And
he's got a lot of, because he's a domesticated Turbo Fox. I don't know what you.
What's
want
a Turbo to Fox?
It's a fucking animal, dude. It's an animal on a fictional planet. It's just a robot fox. It's a fucking robot fox. What do you want from me? No, what do you want from me?
I guess I really don't want.
What do you want from me?
That. There's nothing I could want more than And the fact that he's a Turbo Fox, and that is a thing.
Jesus. You know, pick up a comic book, Chris. Even though they're about to end.
They're about to end. I can't do that.
Yeah.
Be a waste of time.
Anyways, I'm hoping the Ravage remold, like, I'm sure the Ravage remold will be less kibbly, and it can supplement those wants that I have.
Okay,
for
so
it.
They remold the pet into Ravage. Who's getting it?
Me.
I'm getting it.
Oh, yeah.
Not me.
I've got no interest. So
even if like the robot mode looks Beast Wars-ish.
Well, I think I remember the robot mode for the pet, and kind of just looks like that thing stood up, and it has like a head, and that's there. Wow. It is done. That's Transformers, damn it!
Yeah, like, I'm sure. Like I would, you know, kind of looking at it, like the beast mode for it, you know, opposed to like the robot mode for it. Like I can only remember the comic books art. Because that's what I've seen the most of. Like, I typically try to stay away from, like MMC is really, really bad at just, like, showing you shit for, like, 8 months and then finally delivering on it. So, like, I try to like, not look at the MMC stuff as much because, like, I really want it right now.
So, I'm probably out because Ravage is pretty fringe to me to begin with in my current...
Do you have the X9?
I do.
Oh, okay. So you probably wouldn't really need it.
No. If it's less Ravage than the X9, then I definitely don't need it.
I don't know, man. Like, I feel like that's already like not as Ravage as it should be.
It's not. It doesn't turn into a cassette tape.
Well, I mean, not that it doesn't turn into a cassette tape. It's just, you know, it,
he wasn't just Cheetor with a panther head. He was like a different thing, but he was close enough that they could do that.
He
for
was
the toy.
He was Transmetal Cheetor's like legs and like bottom torso and Tigatron's beast mode head, and I think
I wonder if that was just some kind of abomination of old polygons they had kicking around.
Well, I mean, it was like they put them together so like even. Even his like his spaceship was like they completely constructed it from pieces of the Nemesis. Like it was all that shit was reused. But
like from previous animation?
Yeah, just from like previous things they'd already built in CG. They just kind of threw everything together and they're like, all right,
it was a cool ship. Yeah. I mean it was improbable how had the little feet and it balanced. It was like one of those birds.
How do you know it's not like weighed down in the back where the boosters are and not very heavy with
that's where the fuel tank and the payload are.
The aerodynamically stuff is
because there's no aerodynamics in space.
Well, it's flying around just fine on Earth. I wasn't in space.
I was in space plenty.
It was on Earth more in the show.
You just they skipped over. It was a montage for its space travel. They skipped over it. It had to go through space and time to get there.
It had some cool, like Rocky Balboa fighting music in that montage.
I guess so.
A lot of synthesized stuff.
It had like Ravage training, like turning invisible and turning on invisible.
The limit.
And like whipping out handcuffs and stuff.
Yeah.
Give us some Screaming Cowboys.
Dude. I'd watch any training montage with that. But no, man, like that's why, like, I mean, we don't know, like, to the extent of which the remold from the pet to Ravage is going to be. But all things considered, Ravage is, Ravage was mostly in his cat mode in the comics, anyways. And, like, that's probably how I would display him on my shelf. But I'm hoping that.
Like Beast Wars Ravage?
No, the IDW Ravage that MMC is going to do from the pet. But, like I'm hoping
this repaint isn't just a like a, hey it's an animal now it's a different animal. It was actually in the comics as well.
Ravage was he was in the comics. He was part of the Lost Light and like the pet was part of the DJD.
Dude,
there
isn't any character that isn't part of the Lost Light or isn't a wrecker. The Lost Light is just a ship full of wreckers and also no one else is not on the ship.
Kinda, wow. Dude. I think they were like 240 something characters or something like that on the Lost Light. So it's got a big roster.
How big is this ship?
It's a fucking huge ship.
It's not actually a ship. It's just Cybertron, right?
No, it's a big ass ship. Like, there's a lot of dudes on it.
So how do you then, like, meet a dude? How do you go about meeting a dude on the Lost Light that you haven't met before, but he's been there the whole time because it's a spaceship?
Well, you just go down to Swerbs and see who's in there hanging out. That's one of the two bars. That ship's big enough it has two bars on it, man. Like, you got Swerbs, and then you got Visages. Visages.
I don't really want to know the answer, but why is there this huge ship, and what's it doing?
Well, they're exploring, looking for the Knights of Cybertron.
Never mind. What? Never mind.
What? You asked, like, it's that's like pretty straightforward. It's a ship full of like post-war people.
Records. They don't feel like
fighting and staying on a planet where a bunch of, you know, draft dodging Cybertronian hippies that didn't take part in the war don't want them there anymore. So they went on a quest. What's not to love about a quest? A quest that has admittedly taken like fucking 6 years to happen, but
what the hell's the Knights of Cybertron? Is that like the awful things from the fifth Transformers movie?
No.
But also kind of?
I mean, like, they share a name, I feel.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I don't think we really have the time for me to explain the Knights of Cybertron.
I don't want to. I want you to tell us about what would happen if there was a new Beast Wars continuity and they're all Wreckers.
Looks like I have more toys to buy then. Assuming they weren't terrible.
You'd be like, hello, IKEA. It's Big D.
Yeah. Hey, I'm just gonna need you to just send me all of your glass, please. I thought I had this Beast Wars display figured out with 6 Detolfs. I'm gonna need 6 more.
Y'all make a 5 shelf Detolf? That would really help.
Dude, I already cramp in like enough shit.
You do. You might as well lay them on their back and just pour the Transformers in until it's full, and then close the door and stand it up because that's how you display.
Oh, dude, it's not that bad. It's mostly my BotCon displays because like there's so many figures I have to fit in there. Like, and I theme my shelves. I theme my cases. So like. In one case, like my Beast Wars display, nice. My Wreckers display, kind of fucking crowded. Well, for Beast Wars, like, so it's like I got 3 cases full of Maximals and 3 cases full of Predacons, and it works because they're spread out. Like, I've got like Season 1, and then I've got like Transmetal and Transmetal 2 under that.
Do you have
above Season 1? I've got the BotCon stuff, and then above that is reserved for Masterpiece. And then, like, the next case,
you have the
like,
16 and the 6, all in one case.
No, I have the Maximals from 16
oh, gotcha.
And 6
you
in one case,
it. Okay,
and then Predacons in the other, yeah.
It's like, god damn, man,
that's too many. No, yeah, I don't like
is Predacus like holding 2 of them up, like just in midair, like just holding
then,
2
like,
of them
then,
up.
In the other case, it's like. I have my Beast Wars 2nd, like my main cast Maximals, and then like the Insectrons and like other guys. And then like since Neo was such a small cast, I was able to fit all the Neo Maximals on one shelf. And same with the Predacons. Or Destrons, I guess.
Do you duplicate the characters? Like it you don't have it Season 1 cast, Season 2 cast, Season 3 cast, you just have it as like here's all the new stuff for Season 2, and here's all the new stuff for Season 3. You don't have like Inferno on all 3 of them, right?
Right, I don't. I have which, and I also like I have Season 2 and 3 sharing a shelf because effectively, like, there's just as many episodes in those as there was in Season 1.
That's fair.
But like,
yeah.
And like, just right now, I don't have like. I would eventually like to, get to a point to where I can have like, I can have all the BotCon, the pre-beast stuff. On the top shelf, and then Season 1 on the 2nd shelf, 2 on the 3rd shelf, and then 3 at the bottom.
Because I started doing season shelves, and then I immediately hit that problem of, oh, now I need 3 Infernos?
Yeah, man. Like,
I'm going to rethink this.
I would need
this.
3 Infernos, 3 Rhinoxes, 3 Waspinators, 2 Black Arachnias. You know, like, it just, I started look like thinking about like how much shit that I would have to like buy.
You need like a Joe amount of extras.
Yeah, Joe does he does season shows. But I think he also like he'll pepper in like generations figures for some of them, and
he'll have them all on their beast modes as well.
Yeah, and like he'll have like a sealed version, like a sealed like on card or inbox.
I can't knock him because I was basically going for what Joe's going for at one point, except I didn't also have them in alt mode because I don't.
I mean, it's impressive. Like don't
the
get me
fact
wrong,
that they're
I
animals
that shit,
isn't
like,
my favorite part of Beast Wars by any stretch.
I think that's impressive for display purposes. Like me, I can't see myself essentially rebuying the US cast like that again, or even the Japanese cast. I just couldn't see myself doing it.
I've actually thought about doing you know those mainframe posters with all the characters and all their different forms and stuff?
Yeah.
I thought about posing them like that.
That's kind of like nice. That was kind of like my reasoning for doing that in a way, you know. So that way, like I can be like, well, look, I've got the poster just in toy form.
Yeah, IKEA. Do you have wide detolfs? These cubes aren't going to work for me.
Yeah, that's why they're on different shelves, though, Chris.
Yeah, you couldn't get it all in one shot. The whole mainframe poster. I wanted to do season 1, 2, and 3 of Maximals and Predacons, so it was like 6 shelves. But I don't want to buy duplicates, which is funny because I had so many duplicates. But I'm like, okay, well, what if it'll be really sparse if I do it that way on the shelves I have to work with, non-detolf, just bookcase shelves. And
see,
what if
a
detolf, I do?
It's like it's perfect. Like
yeah, but
just enough.
I don't
not
want
too crowded
to,
and not too separate.
I don't think I want to commit the detolfs to that, and I'm not really in the market to buy more than the 4 I have.
Yeah, and like that's another thing, dude. Like what I'd have to buy another Telemoca Dinobot. Like I'm just not feeling it.
Well, that's when you mean you don't have to get the exact same version for yes, like I this do. Shelf and that. Okay, fine. Fine, do that. You wouldn't want that Dinobot anyway. You'd have to get the Transfamer Dinosaur. Transfamer Dinosaur is my old school Dinobot now.
I wanted it to comprise of all original molds. Like I've got an area for Chug Beast Wars, and that like I'm kind of doing my own little thing with that because there's not enough of them to do anything with.
I can't wait to get MP Dinobot and put him on the shelf with my MP Primal and Cheetor and Generations Rat Trap and Hard Hero Rhinox, and then just watch it shatter. Just fuck,
dude!
That's what's gonna happen. That Rhinox is in the back corner, like straddling two of the metal bars, like support, support.
I can't wait to like take a pic with like the 3 Dinobot masterpiece Dinobots that I'm gonna open. Like just doing various
things.
Just
having like conversing. Like the 3 of them standing in a pack with one arms crossed, one like gesturing, and the other one like on the hands on the hips.
There's so many picture options there.
Figure out some way to monetize the fact that you bought 3 and no one else is able to do that without Photoshop.
I'll have them do like in Beetleborgs. Didn't they all have like a special stance that they did whenever they did their
I do not remember Beetleborgs.
Suited up or whatever. Dalton, you watched Beetleborgs, didn't you?
Dalton, you're here right now, man.
He's muted.
No, I didn't.
All right. It was like a cheaper version of Power Rangers, but I want to say they all did certain stances. Like I'll figure shit out. Like
you can get a Dinobot Ginyu Force.
Dude, I'd almost be there. Like hopefully, if I can get my hands on the prototype, that'll be 4. And then I guess eventually
some of us would be willing to loan you our Dinobots for some sweet picks.
Dude, like that's why I was hoping like at some point after Dinobot comes out, we could most of us like meet up at a convention. I'll bring my Dinobots.
Everybody bring your Dinobots.
Everybody just bring your Dinobots and like just take a massive like Dinobot montage picture.
There's what like, after he comes out, we have both TFCon and Pete's RobotCon, right?
No, he comes out after Pete's Robot Con.
When I thought he came out in when's Pete's Robot Con?
He comes out in July, and Pete's Robot Con is like the first weekend of June.
Oh, okay. Damn, that's coming up.
Yeah, man, it's almost here.
I don't know, man. I feel like Skullfest is probably the only event I'm going to this year.
Yeah, I want to go to TFCon, but like, I know those fucking Dinobots are gonna set me back.
One Dinobot is gonna set me back. You have any idea how much Gundam I could buy with one Dinobot's worth of money?
Four Dinobots and hopefully the prototype. I'm not gonna really disclose what all that's gonna cost me on the air.
But a lot.
But it's not cheap. It's not projected to be cheap, I'll put it that way. That's something else, man. The yen's gone back up a little bit. Not anything noticeable. Like, not where it's gonna make a difference.
Dakota's the only guy. He's got a stock ticker going on his phone for the yen, just watching it.
Yeah.
If you pre-order, if you did the pre-order on that Dinobot, it locks it in at what the yen was when you bought it, doesn't it?
Right, but there's a conversion rate that is always fluctuating.
Oh, okay.
Microsoft went down 3 points.
So, anyways, the yen's
nobody. Okay,
it's closing in on that whole 100 yen for every $1. So
I got a lot of time before now and then.
Yeah, well, I mean, apparently, like, according to some dude on the internet, there's a political scandal going on right now in Japan. So if that politician gets ousted or something like that, it could get to where it's like 90 yen per US dollar.
He was supposed to be enacting some laws, and instead he was doing gunpla.
Fucking that nasty ass word. Yeah, so like, I don't know, man. Like, I'm hoping like something happens to where it goes. But I think it was at like 115 or 120 yen per dollar. That's what was making them. I mean, it's still going to be like way cheaper than getting it stateside.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, we've been doing this, whatever this is, for an hour. And I think we all want to get to doing something else a little bit later. Right, Dakota? And Dalton?
Man, I guess I'll just set up.
Something and that actually has.
And everybody but Rob?
I'll get there eventually.
All right, say goodbye, everybody.
Peace out.
Goodbye.
See ya.
Not a single one of you said goodbye.